News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I told you right before the last break that we had some breaking news, and I'll go ahead and tell you what I know about it right now. The time right now, 3:21 p.m., Tennessee police in the town of Collierville, which when I looked it up just a moment ago to familiarize myself, is just on the east side of Memphis. It's part of the greater Memphis metro area. But Collierville, Tennessee, a Kroger grocery store there, just experienced an incredible shooting event, apparently. We know that there is at least one dead. Apparently, the shooter himself is dead from a self-inflicted wound, but not before shooting 12 to 13 other people in the store. There have been a number of injuries. I don't know of other fatalities at this point, but the police just briefed on it a moment ago, and it appears that right now the only fatality is the shooter himself, after which we have a dozen or more who are presenting to hospitals with what are said to be very serious injuries. So prayers for the town of Collierville and for the officers on the scene and for the families of those who are right now going to struggle with trying to figure out what's happening and how everybody's doing. So, you know, blessings on the folks in Collierville, Tennessee. Hey, listen, I want to get into another topic, though. I want to jump over to something that I said I would do. I think it's important that you know things. I mean, right now I talked about Afghanistan for a lot. Copper did her Copper's Corner on the broader subject of, when we wish people would just speak to us in soothing tones and pretend things are better. But let me bring some stuff home to you right now. All right, let me talk about what's happening in ways that impact you per se right here in Alabama. Because one of the things that I think needs to be said is that government-run healthcare is already here. We are seeing things happening right now with government-run healthcare right here that's impacting Alabama because it's coming from the federal government and or that we are seeing literally government-run healthcare dictating things to us here in the state of Alabama. I'm gonna break that down for you. And if I have to go through the next break with it, we'll come back and finish it up. But I'm just telling you right now, this is big doings because here we are in a pandemic, right? Everybody knows. I mean, there's one word that if I could wipe it out of the vocabulary, I'd love to. It's called COVID. But yeah, COVID exists. COVID is real. COVID is awful. I've had it. It just totally sucked. But all that to say, you have to look at the way government runs healthcare. It's never as good as the private sector running healthcare. It's never as good. Well, one of the first things that needs to be asked right now, a story on the Associated Press, why is Alabama getting fewer monoclonal antibody doses? Well, so if you're not familiar, one of the treatments for COVID that has been determined to be very effective is the infusion of monoclonal antibodies. We had a doctor on the show last Friday, Dr. Jordan Vaughn out of Birmingham, extremely sharp guy, owner of a very large chain of medical practices, who has been tracking all of this stuff, and he said himself that he's having trouble now getting the antibody treatments for his patients. For some reason, the federal government suddenly stepped in and began to ration. Now, there's a word that should never go with medical treatment, ration. Two words you don't want to see together, government and ration. Two topics you don't want to see together, government rationing and healthcare. Well, what we're seeing right now is monoclonal antibodies, which are considered to be one of the most effective treatments when you are in the early stages of COVID, because it infuses your body with a synthetically generated antibody treatment. Now, I'm not a doctor. Go with me here. Some of you out there that are medical practitioners, if I say the wrong word, bear with me. If I get it totally wrong, you're welcome to email me. But Alabama right now saw its number of available monoclonal antibody doses fall this week or past week as federal officials tried to begin rationing the resources. But it appears right now that the southern states, many of whom, like Alabama, have a lower vaccination rate, are not getting as much as we used to. Why would that be, pray tell? Well, there's speculation right now that it's sort of a rewards formula. If you're doing the way they want it done, they'll make sure you get more. But if you're not, they'll go to other states. Folks, that's not the way it's supposed to be. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, it says in this story by the AP, This story came out yesterday evening, actually, 6:11 p.m. on the 22nd. It says the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has changed the distribution method to make sure that the life-saving resource is distributed equitably. Well, there you go. That's the other word I never want to hear in my healthcare environment. Equitable distribution. It's not equal, it's equitable, which means they get to decide what's equitable, and they transfer it out that way. Well, Tennessee is dealing with this right next door to us on our northern border. Tennessee is saying, okay, now we may have to limit monoclonal antibodies to just the unvaccinated because they're the ones who are going to need it more. What's happening is, for people who don't have vaccinations, who haven't got the natural antibodies, when they get sick, one of the quick things to do to try and minimize any potential of symptoms is to infuse them with the monoclonal antibodies. And so Tennessee is saying, okay, all right, federal government, if you're going to limit what we've got, we're going to have to now make our own decisions about who's allowed to get it. We can't just decide as a doctor now. We have to triage. And triage means that they're going to wind up having to determine who needs it more. You see what happens when government and ration and healthcare, three words, come together into one sentence? People who might need something or would otherwise have had access to something suddenly don't because the government got in the presence of the doctor's treatment and began to, you know, make decisions as a bureaucrat as opposed to a doctor. Hey, before I head to the break, I can see I've got one caller on the line. Alan's on line 5. Alan from Limestone. Hey, Phil Williams on right side. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Phil. My thing is the rationing is due to the fact that Alabama is a red state. They announced that about a week ago that we're not entitled to the fact that we don't believe that we need the vaccination, so we don't need the antibody injections.
Well, you know, and Alan, I don't deny that somewhere in the back room someone's making a political decision. I mean, have you seen a story that says because of the red state that hosted a Trump rally that we're not getting one? Is that what you're saying?
I've heard that on other radio talk shows, not just yours, but others, that's one of the reasons. My son and everything in months past was showing positive, was able to get the antibody treatments 10 days later and everything. Everything's good. He was back to work. Nothing to worry about. Now, you can see, as you said, and everything, the rationing and everything to Alabama, some of the other southern red states, you know, that's how it is. If you're a blue state, you'll have plenty of it.
Well, and that does make you wonder. You know, I don't have – and Alan, thanks for the call, by the way. We appreciate you being in the audience, man, and glad your son's doing well. But so, yeah, I don't have anything in front of me that says, okay, we have changed our policy based on pure politics, but I do know that when you listen to the pundits, they like to point out that those southern states, those red states, that's where all the anti-vaxxers are, and the anti-vaxxers don't need the antibodies because they don't play the game right. Well, I don't know. All I know is government should not be in the decision of rationing. Bureaucrats should not be given the option of shortchanging you on your potential for medical care. And that appears to be what's happening. But there's more to this story, and I'm going to tell you more about it when we get back from this break, because you're going to be interested to hear, I am sure, what your own state health officer decided to say and do about it. Or did he say and do anything? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you real quickly, too, about my friends over at etaxbreaks.com. etaxbreaks.com. Now, listen, this is a business that is in business to find money for your business. Just find money for your business. I hope I've got your attention. Because what they do at etaxbreaks.com is they just take a look at who you are and how you run your business, things you do probably because of common sense, and they literally go out there and they go, okay, because of who they hired or where they located or did they stay alive during the pandemic, you know, as a business, or did they, whatever. They go out there and they find and they cull through over 3,000 programs around the nation that literally reward you with tax breaks, tax credits, with grants, all kinds of things, simply for doing things the right way, things you would have done anyway, but yet now they're compensable? Really? Yes, etaxbreaks.com. They only get paid if they find you money. And I'll tell you right now, they found a whole lot of money for their clients last month. They told me the other day they found literally, I think it was over $7 million for their clients just last month. Etaxbreaks.com. They got a special website just for Right Side listeners. So go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside and see what you can find. All right, folks. Listen, lots of things happening. All right, lots of things happening right now in the news. But I'm sticking with this topic. I said today that my triple dipper for the day includes story number two. The theme is government-run healthcare is already here. All right, a couple things I want you to know. You've got a state health officer. Copper, I'll tell you what, go ahead and get clip number six ready, and you let me know when you got it. But clip number six is we're going to replay something that came out of yesterday's show. I discovered a video clip of the brand new Surgeon General for the state of Florida. Now, he is what, here in Alabama, we have Dr. Scott Harris. He's our state health officer. That's his title here. In Florida, they have a state surgeon general who apparently has an entirely different philosophy on how to approach not just the public, but the public health of the state under his watch. And yet, what I'm looking at right now is Dr. Scott Harris, who is not accountable to the governor, who is not accountable to the legislature, who is appointed strictly by other doctors in the state at the Medical Association of Alabama, and yet he's allowed to pass things into basically law, regulatory actions that have the effect of law. He dealt with this thing that I was talking about right before the top of the last break. He literally dealt with the idea that we're being rationed now on our monoclonal antibody supplies, in a way that sounded like he was like, oh, well, can't do much. I don't know what we're going to do. Huh. And he says things like, well, it's fallen off a little bit. We don't know for sure how much of this is due to the fact that case numbers are going down, which they are, or how much is due to a lack of reporting, which you get dinged for. What I heard more than anything is we don't know. I didn't hear anything in there that says, we're not going to stand for this and I'm going after it because Alabama deserves better. I didn't hear any of that. Scroll on down, and you've got the fact that the Department of Health and Human Services has decided to do what I said earlier was what they call an equitable distribution of the supplies from monoclonal antibodies, one of the best treatments out there for COVID symptoms and saving people's lives. And Dr. Harris, close of the article, says, well, you know, the states that have more cases are going to get more products, and that seems fair, given that it is a limited resource. And he says, I think we're at risk for being dinged a little bit on the reporting side. And they said they'll reduce your allocation if you're not reporting what you're using. What I'm hearing there is a guy who is just going, huh, how about that? I don't know what I can do. Do something. Your job is not to go, well, it's equitable, and we want the other states who have a lot of cases to get the things that we need for Alabama. No. You're the freaking state health officer. Your role is to defend and protect and preserve the health of the state of Alabama. You don't care a rat's hind end what's happening in other states. You don't go for equitable and shrug your shoulders. You don't go, oh, no, maybe we weren't reporting good. Maybe that's why. You don't say we don't know. Go freaking find out. Do something, man, state health officer. Well, you know what? The thing that really got me was when I heard this clip six that we're about to play, Dr. Joseph Latipo, the new Surgeon General appointed this week by Governor Ron DeSantis, who literally came out and he said in a multi-point speech, he said, the first thing I want you to know is we are not going to lead from fear. He's going to lean in and not let fear and apathy be the way that they deal with Florida health. Go ahead and play clip six, Copper.
You know, so I'm very happy to be in this position, very happy to be joining the faculty of University of Florida also. And there, you know, I talked to the governor, and there are a few things that we're going to keep in mind as we approach public health here in the state of Florida. So the first is that Florida will completely reject fear as a way of making policies in public health. So we're done with fear. That's been something that's been, unfortunately, a centerpiece of health policy in the United States ever since the beginning of the pandemic, and it's over here. Expiration date, it's done. So we're compassionate. We get it. You know, there are scary things. We've seen a lot of fear from COVID over the past, almost the past year and a half, and it's very understandable. But the way to approach that is not from a place of fear, because it doesn't lead to good decisions. And we've seen a lot of that, where the risks and benefits of decisions haven't been considered wholly or thoughtfully. So that's over here. We're, in terms of our approach, you know, we are going to have a positive approach. We're going to acknowledge the fact that, you know, there are some things that are scary, but that's not the only thing. That's not the place that we're going to make decisions from. So we're going to really think globally about the health policy decisions that we make in this state.
Outstanding clip. Go ahead and stop it there. Thank you. So, thanks, Copper. So outstanding clip. Outstanding audio. Love hearing somebody. For God's sake, isn't it wonderful to have somebody? How refreshing is that to have somebody who is in charge of public health finally not operate from a standpoint of fear and woe and apathy and I don't know and things are happening and praise God. And so we got Dr. Joseph Latipo, the new Surgeon General for Florida, saying right out the gate, he's a new guy in town, and let's make sure we're clear. Point number one, we are not going to operate from a standpoint of fear. And now I contrast that with our state health officer, whose response to why Alabama is getting fewer monoclonal antibody doses to, well, we don't know. And then he goes on to say later in the article, well, you know, other states have more cases. They're going to get more. That kind of seems fair. It is a limited resource. And he says, I think we're at risk for being dinged a little on the reporting side. Okay, well, fix your reporting and care more about Alabama and less about Equitable. Your job is not to worry about what's happening in California. Your job is to worry about Alabama. And if we are being shortchanged, what I would much rather hear out of our state health officer is, by God, I'm not taking this laying down. I'm not sure how this happened, but I am reaching out to Health and Human Services and making sure they hear me forcefully say the state of Alabama needs those monoclonal antibodies. Because as our people may or may not be getting vaccinated, it is certainly one of the treatments that we know we're able to provide. And oh, by the way, even when you've been vaccinated, if you have underlying conditions, the story that I'm looking at about Tennessee specifically states that even though there are people who have been vaccinated, they are still at risk if they have underlying conditions and there are breakthrough cases and you need those monoclonal antibodies in place to be able to treat those individuals also. So Dr. Harris, buck up and go do the job. If you're scared, let's find somebody else. Now let me just change though. So government-run healthcare. There are other ways in which we see government-run healthcare. And it's not just the rationing. Sometimes it's deciding who's even allowed to be, I don't know, a medical provider. Well, were you aware that Alabama has one of the most archaic systems, that we're one of the few states now that has chosen to keep in place something called the Certificate of Need? Let's just say, for instance, in our listening audience, let's just say that out in Tanner, just pick a small community, Tanner. Let's say somebody wants to go out to Tanner and they want to set up a medical clinic. Maybe there's this, you know, the people in Tanner are tired of having to drive all the way into the city to find good medical care. And somebody decides they're going to set up an outpatient clinic there. And it's going to have capabilities. It's going to have all the things that, you know, the folks in Tanner might need for their day-to-day that they don't have right now. And I don't know if they do or not. I'm just using that community as just one example. You know what has to happen? Well, you would think the free market would say, wow, there's a community in Tanner, and they've assessed it, and the business people that run the medical clinic, they think they can make a go of this. That's all it takes because, you know, people get sick in Tanner, and we think we can, you know, make a living out there, and so we're going to do it. No, they have to go to Montgomery first. they have to go to what's called the CON board, the Certificate of Need board. The Certificate of Need board has to assess and decide whether they should be allowed to set one up. Now, this happens. When I was a state senator, I spent 8 years in the Alabama State Senate, and I saw any number of things that I didn't even know existed. And one of the things that really boggled my mind was one day when one of my constituents came to me and said, would you be willing to write a letter of recommendation for Cherokee County, the small community of Center Alabama in Cherokee County, and let the Certificate of Need Board know that we would like to set up a home health company and make a go of it there in Center because they don't have one. And we still had to go to the CON board just to say home health might be a good thing for the community of Center. And the CON board had to rule in their favor to allow them to open a medical business. They weren't even opening a surgery center or a hospital or anything. They were simply going to put people in place to do home health in Little Center, Alabama. And we had to go to the CON board. Folks, that is the government getting into your health care. It really is. Well, there's some things developing on that. If we move to the short break right now, I'm going to come back and tell you some stuff that you may be interested to know more about in this regard. Why do we have a CON board? Where did they come from? Are we ever going to get rid of it? What if I just want a clinic in my community? What if I'm a doctor and I want to go back to my small hometown and set up a clinic? Can you? It's a fair question. It's the government getting in the way of your health care. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and, oh yeah, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, folks, I got to tell you real quickly, too, about my friends at ZLA Solutions, because they are my friends. I was actually talking to them this morning. And ZLA Solutions is one of the best in the state at getting people back to work. You would be amazed. I mean, they've been doing an amazing thing in the middle of the pandemic, still putting people to work. And if you need a job, just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you are looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce because you're an employer, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over the state right now to be filled, and they've got employer groups they're working with to try and fill those spots. They will do all the headhunting. They'll do the recruiting. They'll do the, you know, the background checks, the drug testing. They've got it all, and they will put people to work like they've been doing so well for quite a while. ZLA Solutions. You can find them at ZLAUSA.com. So right before the break, I was telling you about government is in your healthcare. Government-run healthcare is technically here. One of the things that we've got going on right now in the state of Alabama, which has been there for far too long, is the fact that we have a thing called the Certificate of Need Review Board. It's a board that decides whether you're even allowed to have certain types of healthcare in your community. And before they can grow part of the healthcare community in your area, the folks who want to do so have to go and get permission to do so from the CON board. And it's a 9-member review board, and it's under the State Health Planning and Development Agency down in Montgomery. It was established in 1975, and it's been there ever since. It is absolutely not the free market in medicine. It is not. Because you know how it works, y'all. If somebody builds a better mousetrap, you're going to go there. If there's a better clinic or a clinic closer to you or a clinic that is more convenient or has better service, you're going to go there. Sometimes people will actually follow their doctor, but oftentimes, too, they want access. If they can't get access because, you know, the CON board decided you get one clinic, just one, here you go, little community, here's your clinic. And it's not, you know, it's not customer friendly, so to speak. People are going to drive to the next town if they have to. Well, these CON laws have been under scrutiny lately. And State Representative Andrew Sorrell, who's also running for state auditor, who serves in the, where is Andrew? Over in the Muscle Shoals area, I believe. And Andrew Sorrell, State Representative Sorrell, is calling upon a change to reform the COM board. He literally spoke on the Yaffe show right here on WVNN recently, and he said basically it's a CON. He calls it a con law because it's the only people that are conning are the competition. It's a barrier to free market competition in the healthcare system, he says. Yep, that's what I just said. He said, I've carried this bill for multiple years, but it's starting to get a lot more attention now that we're in a pandemic. We have a shortage of hospital beds, and everyone's like, oh, the government needs to solve this problem. Well, maybe the government helped create the problem, he says. Maybe we ought to start there. Think about that. Why do we have a shortage of ICU beds? Is there a rationing of what you're allowed to have in terms of ICU beds? Good Lord, the government in your healthcare. And folks, it's we do have to change this. The Alabama Policy Institute, where I've been affiliated for quite a while now, is literally been on this topic for years. And it can't ever get traction because what the COM board does is it also keeps the little guys out of the big guys providing the money-making healthcare in the state. It's time to get past that. We don't need a government body in the way of who is allowed to be in the market. What we need is healthcare where it's needed. And if the people of a community want it and will pay for it and will use it and lives will be helped or even saved because of it, then why are we going down to a board of 9 people in Montgomery to decide whether we're even allowed to have it? That really is government rationing of healthcare if you get down to it. The same as the Biden administration suddenly deciding to limit who gets monoclonal antibodies. We don't need a COM board out of Montgomery deciding who gets medical treatment facilities, who gets to have a surgery center or a clinic or something else, or an expansion of their hospital. Why do we do that to ourselves? So folks, I'm just going to tell you, and by the way, we had a caller a minute ago that said that there was politics involved, he felt like. I just found an article. Where did I get this? Red State, I think. Red State published an article saying that a number of elected officials, to include moderates like Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan, are demanding answers about why the monoclonal antibodies are being shortchanged. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was quoted as saying, we're going to fight like hell to make sure our folks get what they need. But what we've got is Scott Harris going, well, we really don't know. We don't know why it happened. And then what you have here is Texas Republican Representative Brian Babin. He says in the article, this is a federal takeover, and it really seemingly punishes 6 conservative Republican red states, in his opinion. So there is an article that says something like this. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But he points out that Texas and other states are being cut 30 to 50%. And Chip Roy, Texas Republican Chip Roy, said meeting with HHS left him with more questions than answers. And he wants to know why. Why we're having to see a shortchanging of our treatments because suddenly the government's involved. Well, ration and government should never be combined with healthcare in one sentence. All right, folks, we're going to come back with the Grand Council right after this break. You're going to enjoy that. Me and Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.